are Locked On Brewers, your daily Milwaukee Brewers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey, and welcome back to Locked On Brewers, brought to you by the Locked On Podcast Network, where we talk about your favorite teams every day. I'm your host, Jake Mastriani, and you can follow me on Twitter at ShortstopBall. And also joining me is my co-host, Vinny Rotino, and you can follow him on Twitter as well at Vinny Rotino. Also, make sure you follow the podcast on Twitter at Locked On Brewers and subscribe to the Locked On Brewers podcast wherever you get your podcast. Today we're going to be recapping Wednesday's game, the series loss against the Marlins, and previewing a big series coming up against the Dodgers. Before we get into all of that, I'll remind you this episode is brought to you by Locker Room. Download the Locker Room app and join me next Tuesday at 8 o'clock Central Time, 8 p.m. Central, to watch the end of the Brewers Phillies game with me. Locker Room, changing the way we talk sports. And before we get into Wednesday's recap, just wanted to hit on a couple of news items first. Phil Bickford was DFA to make room for Zach Godley on the 40-man roster. And Brett Anderson did play catch on Tuesday, but it sounds like Godley will get at least one more start in the rotation before Anderson returns, possibly two. And then Yelich has resumed hitting in the cages. But there's still no timetable for his return, but certainly good to see him swing the bat. So we'll get into Wednesday's game. But first of all, Vinny, are the Brewers now 0-2 in series when you do the pre- and post-game show?
Hey.
I'm just saying.
I'm trying to get more gigs here, buddy, and not your
I didn't want to call it out.
Against me. No, it is true. It is true. Yeah. So. No. Vinny, couple of tough series at home.
Yeah, I guess the Pirates and Marlins too, right? Teams you really wouldn't expect it against, but
a couple of scrappy teams, yeah.
Yeah, like we talked about. So, but yeah, Wednesday's game, both teams went down in order in the first, but that's when things really kind of got weird there in the top of the second. Zach Godley gave up a leadoff walk, which is never a good thing, and then a single, which put two on with nobody out, and then John Birdie grounded to a force out. They almost turned the double play. It would have been a really slick double play there. But that put runners on the corners with one out. And then Asan Diaz hit a dribbler up the first baseline. Seemed pretty routine, you know, nothing unordinary about it. And then first base umpire Marty Foster took things into his own hands there and called interference on Godley. And Vinny, I'm still waiting to see where the interference was. I think everybody is completely confused about this call.
Yeah, it was very, very strange. I don't think I've ever seen that call made in the 14 years I played professionally and then another four that I scouted. I mean, been in the game a long, long time, never seen anything like it. Even Craig Counsell said, in his press conference, no one can explain anything to anybody that makes any kind of sense. And it's true. I kind of made the comment on the post-game show that it's as if Marty Foster – said to himself, everyone paid a ticket today to see me umpire because it was the only explanation for why he would make that call. It was just baffling, especially it just snowballed on the Brewers really after. I mean, it's just a feeling within the stadium that like you got a guy spot starting, needs the momentum on his side. And all of a sudden, like something like that happens. It just ruined kind of the outing for Godley after that. So,
yeah, for sure. Yeah, you're absolutely right. It did set a certain tone to the game where it's like, okay, you got a spot starter on the mound. Like you said, you kind of need everything to go your way. You don't need anything crazy to happen. And that was beyond bizarre, in my opinion. I watched a lot of baseball myself, never seen that. Had no idea really what he was calling. I don't know, really weird there. But the Marlins were able to scratch across two runs in that inning, making it a 2-0 game. Godley got himself in trouble again in the third inning with three walks, but got back-to-back strikeouts to end that threat. And that allowed Colton Wong to come up in the bottom half of that inning and hit a two-run shot, really majestic blast that he had there. And Vinny, he remains hot since coming back. He's 11 for 21 with two home runs since he came back off the IL.
Yeah, I think he's got 11 hits in five games or something crazy, yeah. A couple homers and talking about Colton Wong and his ability to he's never going to be that far off from being in rhythm and locked in, right? You talk about like Keston Hiura with that big toe tap with a big leg kick, how hard it may be for him to click in. But once he is, he's going to do a ton of damage. But for Wong, he's never that far off because his move is so simple. And he just keeps that front shoulder on the ball for such a long time. And I know that's kind of an old school idea, but it just gives yourself a chance to really handle any pitch in any location. And that's what we see from him right now. It just comes off the DL or the IL, and he's just locked in right away. Great swing. His mindset is middle the other way, and then he's quick enough because of that front shoulder, keeps his swing so short and direct to the ball. He's just able to react inside.
Yeah, it's certainly great to see that. We talked about it in the preseason. Having him at the top of the lineup, getting on base will be huge for the offense. Now we just need Yelich and Kane to get back, and so that they can back him up in that lineup. Godley ended up leaving the game in the fourth inning. He tried to bunt a ball in the third and it hit his index finger, then came out in the fourth inning, walked a batter, hit a batter, and then was eventually removed from the game. And Jesus Aguilar capitalized on the free bases, put the Marlins up with a home run, making it 5-2, a 3-run homer, making it 5-2. And Vinny, the former Brewer, I really love Aguilar. I hate that he, did all this damage against the Brewers in this game, but Aguilar's really, really great player, really, fun to watch and see play. But he was really big in this series against the Brewers.
Yeah. And Brian Anderson on the broadcast really kind of perfectly described Jesus Aguilar. He's a shortstop in an offensive lineman's body.
I mean, yeah, I heard that.
He's really, really nimble. And his feet are so good on ground balls and things at first base. And he really plays a nice first base. And he really does have a nice, short, compact swing. And he's smart. He's got a ton of instincts to hit. And he kind of knows how pitchers are pitching them. And Yardley tried to throw that Frisbee slider to him. And then on top of it, he's incredibly strong. He one-handed a 3-run homer over the left field wall. So yeah, it was kind of the dagger for the Brewers. And yeah, I agree with you. Jesus Aguilar is a dynamic player. He's a good player. He offers a lot of value for the Marlins.
Yeah. And you talked about his defense too. That's what's kind of surprising to me. He made a play to his right, kind of in that hole between first and second, that I thought was a pretty nifty play for somebody his size. So yeah, I love watching Aguilar play. I hate that he went off against the Brewers in this series, but good for him. Glad to see that he's doing well. The Marlins tacked on another run in the fifth, made it 6-2, which ended up being the final score. The Brewers had a chance in the sixth, Vinny, to get back in this game. They had two on with one out, and Travis Shaw roped a ball to the left fielder, and then he nailed Vogel back at the plate with a really good throw, really close play there. And that, the game was essentially over at 6-2, but I hadn't really given up hope yet until that play happened, Vinny, and that was really the nail in the coffin for me.
No, I agree with you. And that's honestly, it's kind of like stuff like that happened kind of all day. I can't really recall exactly what happened, but, hard hit balls right at guys or balls that found holes for the Marlins or calls that went the Marlins way, stuff like that, just kind of all day. That was, I agree. Off the bat, I thought, okay, get in the gap. And then I realized it was right at Brinson there and left. I was like, okay, now get down. And then it was just right at him. And then Vogelbach tried to tag there. A little bit confused on that, but maybe just trying to get something going. I know guy's a winning player. I really like watching Vogelbach play and how he goes about it. But probably just trying to get things going. A little too aggressive right there. It was thrown out the plate. And I agree. After that, it was just kind of over.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I mean, any chance the Brewers had left air out of the sails on that play. We'll get into some more takeaways from this game. Before we do that, let me remind you, this episode is brought to you by Locker Room. Locker Room is the first social audio platform made for sports fan. The app is free to download, and once you're in, you can talk with me, other fans, athletes, and insiders in real time about your favorite team or sport. Locker Room is the perfect place to start or join conversations about the Milwaukee Brewers or whatever your favorite team is. You'll find fans just like you on Locker Room for watch parties, debates, post-game breakdowns, and of course, reacting to big news or rumors. You'll have a chance to chat with me and might even have a chance to be featured on the Lockdown Brewers podcast through our Locker Room conversations. Go download the free Locker Room app now, currently available on all iOS devices. Be sure to create a profile, link your Twitter, and join the group of your choice for the latest league updates. And follow me at shortstopball to be notified when my room goes live. This episode is also brought to you by our friends at rockauto.com. There are so many different makes and models of automobiles these days, it's impossible to stock all the parts your car will ever need in your traditional chain store. So why worry about the hassle of answering a bunch of questions about your car at a chain store and just hoping they have the parts that you need when you have the inventory of rockauto.com right there in your pocket? You pull out your cell phone, find any make and model of any kind of auto part your car will ever need. And there are so many different reasons to maintain your automobiles these days. Obviously, one of the biggest ones is to save money. So why spend twice as much at a chain store or a new car dealership? Just head on over to rockauto.com right there on your phone, search the parts you need, buy them, have them shipped, and sit back and wait for them to arrive. Go to rockauto.com right now, see all the parts available for your vehicle, and do us a favor, write Locked On in there, how did you hear about us box, so they know we sent you amazing selection, reliably low prices, and all the parts your car will ever need at rockauto.com. So, Vinny, obviously a tough game for the Brewers. We kind of knew that could be the case coming in with Godley making the spot start and Alcantara, who's a really good pitcher and was really good for the Marlins on Wednesday. So not a lot of great takeaways for me in this one. But a couple of key guys who have really struggled to start the year that we talked about a lot, Kesson Hira and Luis Urias. Hira didn't start this game, but he did pinch hit in the ninth and had another just really great swing, got a double off the wall in center field. And then Urias picked up two more hits, and his on-base percentage is .367. So, you know, even though he hasn't been getting a ton of hits, he's been getting on base and playing really good defense, Vinny, and just really looks more confident right now.
Yeah, Urias is developing at the major league level, and he's gotten some really timely hits. He did have the three errors in that one game. He hasn't been challenged a ton ever since then at shortstop. But he's surprised me a little bit just in terms of the ceiling that he might have. You see flashes of it, right? And I think he's got a higher ceiling than I originally thought. So he could be a nice piece for the Brewers going forward, right? So, I mean, he's got 5 years of control left, so it'd be a very, very nice piece at the shortstop position. That's where I'm at with him.
And then Patrick Weigel got to make his Brewers debut. Heard you talk a little bit about him on the broadcast. He went two innings, two hits, walked three batters, and struck out four batters. So what were your initial takeaways from Weigel in this one?
Yeah, Weigel, he looks like an uncomfortable at bat for both left and right-handed hitters, only from the standpoint of the fact, you know, he's got this big delivery, right? It's a long arm action, kind of hides it a little bit to like a lower three-quarter slot, and there's a power bowling ball coming out of that slot at 95, 96 miles an hour, and then he's got that big frisbee. If he can learn to kind of just control his move through the ball a little bit more and just be and just kind of control that frisbee slider. He used it a ton today. I mean, a huge usage to it. If he can kind of manipulate it where he can get go front and back door with it, I think there's something there. Yeah,
for sure. And yeah, he did throw the slider a ton today, mainly just forcing fastball slider. And then he actually got his last out on a sinker, but yeah, I mean, he's pretty much what I saw from him in Atlanta. I mean, got good stuff, kind of a different release, different delivery, which can kind of throw hitters off. But going to struggle with the command. Like I said, he walked three batters today. He only gave up one hit. I think I said he gave up two, but he only allowed one. But then also big strikeout potential with four strikeouts. So, I mean, he's pretty much the same guy I thought he was when he came over from Atlanta. The thing with him is this, if he can be more consistent, and command the strike zone a little bit better, then he could be another really solid middle reliever type. So I thought it was a solid, good first outing for Weigel there. And then you kind of touched on it a little bit, Vinny. I just thought this game was a little bit of bad luck for the Brewers. Like you said, nothing really seemed to go their way. They had 10 hard hit balls in this game, and that's, you know, balls that had an exit velocity of 95 miles per hour or higher. And four of those went for hits. So, you know, not a great percentage there on some of their hard hit balls. And that includes a line drive double play from Shaw, which, like I said, was hit very hard. He had two hard hit balls today that both went for outs. So good to see him making hard contact, but it seemed like nothing was really falling for the Brewers. Everything's falling for the Marlins. And that's not to take anything away from the Marlins. Like I said, Sandy Alcantara is a really good pitcher and did a really good job today against that Brewers lineup. So next, we will quickly preview the upcoming Dodgers series, which is going to be a really fun series. Before we do that, let me tell you about betonline.ag. They are the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. And even though the NFL season is over, you got the NBA, NHL, and Major League Baseball seasons all in full swing at the same time. But betonline.ag does more than that. They also cover awards, TV shows, and reality TV. They have real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head on over to betonline.ag on your phone or internet browser and sign up today to receive 50% welcome bonus. To receive 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit using our promo code LOCKEDON. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. This episode is also brought to you by 1010 of Blue Nile. 1010 is a capsule collection of diamond rings that are responsibly sourced, limited edition designs at fair price points. 1010 is an exclusive collection of 10 creative styles of diamond rings designed by 10 of the most distinctive designers working today. Rings sure to bring joy into her life. Using only diamonds responsibly sourced from Botswana, 10 female design masters have each produced a uniquely beautiful ring, ideal for engagement, Mother's Day, or simply a beautiful conversation piece. They're the perfect way to bring light into her life. They're available now through Mother's Day only on BlueNile.com. Just search the words 10 by 10. This collection features high quality, fine jewelry that will surprise and delight and is fairly priced, so you can give her something special and truly meaningful. If you're on the hunt for the perfect, unique ring she'll treasure forever, you're definitely going to want to check this out. They won't be around for long, so find them now by searching the words 10 by 10 only at BlueNile.com. So, Vinny, I didn't really give you a chance to give some of your takeaways from Wednesday, but did you have anything you wanted to talk about for not maybe just Wednesday's game, but this series in total? Like you said, it kind of, you know, a disappointing series loss for the Brewers and a team that they probably should beat, and they've had two of these now against the Pirates and the Marlins. But any official takeaways over all of that?
Takeaway for me is that it's a big series to lose. I mean, now they're staring at four games with the best team in the league, LA Dodgers, coming into town. So that's really the biggest takeaway for me. And my goodness, the team is just beat up. If you look at the roster right now and you look at the starting lineup, it's like, I mean, you almost have to like do a double take as to the names that you see in the lineup, but they're still battling. They're still continuing to play really good baseball and finding ways to win. So there is a positive from that. They just need to get healthy though.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, the Dodgers have been kind of going through a rough stretch as well. They lost that series, you know, like I said, to the Padres, and now they've lost the series to the Reds. So I think it's going to be a very fun, entertaining series. I mean, the Brewers pitching staff's at least set up to, you know, have a chance to win this series or at least come away with a split. You got Peralta going on Thursday, then Woodruff, then Barnes, and then Hauser. So they got their four best. I mean, right now,
sorry to interrupt you, Jake. Eric Lauer is going tomorrow.
Right. Yeah.
They're gonna push everyone back. So Eric Lauer is going Thursday.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear that. So breaking news there from Vinny. So okay. So it'll be a Bauer versus Lauer tomorrow. So
there you go. Bauer versus Lauer.
Yeah, that'll be a fun one as well. I don't know who else exactly is going for the Dodgers in this one. I think May is going on Saturday, and Urias possibly on Sunday is what my MLB app is telling me right now. So either way, the Brewers will still have, you know, their two top pitchers or three top pitchers going in this series at some point. So it should be a lot of fun, a really entertaining series. Will be a good test for the Brewers. Everybody's obviously going after the Dodgers this year, the defending world champs, going to give them their best. But yeah, I think it's going to be a very, very good series, fun series for the Brewers, Vinny.
Yeah, I agree. They're going to have their hands full on both sides of the ball. Bauer is having a really great start to the year. No surprises there or anything like that, but he's going to be a tough pitcher to face tomorrow. And then you have to contend with Urias and Dustin May as well during the series. And I think they're going to miss Kershaw because he went on Wednesday. But anyway, tough series coming up for sure.
Yeah. So should be a lot of fun. We'll talk about that game obviously more on tomorrow's podcast. So make sure that you are subscribed to the Locked On Brewers podcast. Make sure you follow me and Vinny on Twitter at shortstopball and at Vinny Rotino. And make sure that you follow the podcast on Twitter at Locked On Brewers. That will do it for this episode, and we will talk to you next time.
You are Locked On Brewers, your daily Milwaukee Brewers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.